Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasha and Bella with your 8 AM Zedlines.
In local news, during peak hours this morning, the Brisbane CityCat ferries will not be running amidst a day dispute between workers and boats operator. Commuters have been urged to plan ahead as ferries will pause at their closest stop at 8 AM and resume at 10 AM, with some delays expected. The strike was promoted by a recent offer by River City Ferries that, according to a union spokesperson, 95% of workers were against. They said that the River City Ferries are not matching the Fair Work Commission 4.75 annual wage increase below inflation, while parent company Kelsian Group sees substantial revenue and profit. As negotiation rises between the Australian Maritime Union and boat operator River City Ferries over the next week, services will be cancelled and ticketing equipment will not be available.
The wedding industry is pleading to the Noosa Council to lower the permit fees, which has increased fivefold in the past 12 years. Noosa Council charges a non-refundable $799 fee for a three-hour permit at the main beach, a price couples and wedding industry members are calling exorbitant. It only cost $159 to marry at the beach in 2014, and it currently costs $399 to hold a wedding at any other location at the Noosa Council manages. According to the wedding industry members, the price is driving couples away and potentially resulting in a $30 million annual loss in visitor spending for Noosa. The Noosa Council defended the number, saying the fees reflect the costs associated with administering a wedding and a premium nature of the location.
In national news, last Thursday it was announced that the Australian Communications and Media Authority would see Optus in federal court regarding network outages in late 2025. This comes weeks after Telstra experienced their own network outage that affected calls to 000 and caused issues for train networks. In September 2025, an outage through Optus's network prevented their customers from contacting 000 for 14 hours, impacting 600 calls, leaving people vulnerable and incapable of accessing life-saving services. ACMA proposed two breaches, which both would carry a maximum of $250,000 penalty. ACMA had previously taken action against Optus in November 2023 in regards to another 000 outage, leading Optus paying over $12 million in infringement notice penalties.
South Australia's public sector nurses and midwives have rejected a final pay offer from the state government of a 16% pay increase over 3 years. This means that the government will ask the South Australian Employment Tribunal to attribute the matter and make a final decision on the enterprise agreement. In early June, the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation called for a 23% raise by the end of 2027 before recommending its members accept the government's last offer. Treasurer Tom Koutanotis said the vote outcome was disappointing and the independent umpire will decide whether or not the government's offer was fair and reasonable or whether there should be more or less.
And in international news, thousands of migrants are rushing the border of Morocco and swimming across the Spanish enclave of Ceuta in attempt to be intercepted at sea by the Spanish government, preventing them from being immediately returned to Morocco. Spanish state television TVE reported that 2,000 to 3,000 people have crossed the strait, leaving at least 9 people reported dead. The mass event at the border checkpoint follows a Supreme Court decision passed last month in Spain that protects migrants who are intercepted at sea while trying to get to Ceuta. The ruling is being blamed by politicians for giving Moroccans an incentive to swim to Ceuta, a distance of about 2 kilometres across the water or walk along the breakwater. The mayor-president of Ceuta, Juan Jesus Vivas, said the influx has overwhelmed the city's reception system and left thousands of migrants sleeping outside. Quote, "We are facing a situation of absolute humanitarian and social emergency." Vivas told radio station Cadena Ser, adding that facilities for unaccompanied minors were operating at 2,400% of capacity.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 13.6 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
And that is all your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.